KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 57 degrees. We look for sunny skies today on this Independence Day, a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A retired firefighter in Northwest Iowa is collecting T-shirts from fire departments across the country as he battles cancer and recovers from heart surgery. Doug Harms retired from the Lamar's Fire Department last year due to health issues related to his heart. Since that time, he's also been diagnosed as having cancer in his neck and throat. Harms' girlfriend had the idea to spread a message on Facebook asking for the T-shirts as a way to help boost Harms' morale. And as of this week, he'd received around 150 T-shirts from departments across the state and country.
We'd like to get one from every state. And as of right now, we're 26 states short. Some people are telling us that they're coming in the mail, but we don't count them off until we receive them.
Harms served with the Lamar's Fire Department for 27 years and was promoted to the rank of captain before his health issues forced him into retirement. Following the heart surgery last year, Harms was diagnosed with cancer.
Got all healed up from that. Thought if I exercise, I do some stuff, I could get back in the fire service. Well, then I had a physical, another year physical, and they found a mass in my neck.
This past Sunday, a benefit auction organized by his siblings was held in Lamar's, and more than $10,000 was raised to help with Harms' medical bills.
And the community is just really stepped up. The business people in Lamar's, I can't say enough, I can't thank them enough for the donations that people had really gave that day, and the people that come out that day for the auction. You can't thank enough. It was overwhelming.
The Lamar's Fire Department is planning to hold a benefit for Harms on July 22nd. Harms receives both chemotherapy and radiation for his cancer. His doctors are hopeful that Harms will one day be cancer-free and make a full recovery. A new nonprofit group is putting the spotlight on Iowans who've made the most of second chances and recognizing the companies that have hired them. Kyle Horn is the founder of the Iowa Job Honor Awards program.
The case that we attempt to make with the Iowa Job Honor Awards is not for the indiscriminate hiring of candidates with red flags, but rather fair consideration of individuals so that people whose lives are demonstrably on a new trajectory, so they're given a fair shot, because certainly not all of the individuals with red flags in their background change, but some do.
A criminal history can be a big red flag that sidelines job opportunities in the future, but Horn says physical or intellectual disabilities, as well as a lack of marketable skills, also put a job seeker at a disadvantage.
Many of those individuals, their lives are completely on a new track. They have great skills. They're looking for a job. And once hired, they become an extraordinarily dedicated and committed employee.
Unfortunately, a lot of employers have pre-screen requirements that automatically exclude such candidates. And the case we make, he says, is that there are some individuals who have overcome those barriers. They not only make acceptable employees, they make outstanding employees. And a lot of the employees who have taken a chance on them report that they tend not to have a sense of entitlement that we so frequently see with other candidates, but rather a sense of appreciation and commitment to the job. The first Iowa Job Honor Awards were handed out in 2014. This year's recipients include Haley Equipment and Carroll, a family-owned business that sells and repairs heavy equipment. Workforce Solutions in Burlington was also recognized for helping people find a job after they've been released from prison. Horn's vision is to spread this kind of spotlight beyond Iowa's borders.
We're rolling out the Wisconsin Job Honor Awards later in 2015 and plans to continue to move on state by state until we've covered the nation.
One of the individual Iowans honored this year is Edward Roberson of Ankeny, a veteran who got a job after his release from prison and just got married. The other individual is Angela Avila of Afton, who suffered from a social anxiety disorder. She was praised for conquering her fears and being willing to work as an intern before she was hired full-time. The leader of the Iowa Poultry Association says he's keeping close tabs on federal lawmakers as they threaten spending cuts to the USDA. One proposal being considered would cut $500 million, which could include funding for fighting avian influenza. Association Executive Director Randy Olson says he hopes Congress will provide the needed help to continue battling bird flu in Iowa and elsewhere.
There'll be a lot of discussion and posturing about budgets at the federal level, as there always is. We'd certainly hope that the federal government and state governments will stick by the task of moving forward with avian influenza cleanup and making sure that these farmers can get back on their feet as soon as possible.
Iowa is the number one egg producer in the nation. At least 77 poultry operations in 18 Iowa counties have had to euthanize entire flocks due to outbreaks. More than 31 million birds were destroyed. Olson says Iowa's congressional delegation and Governor Branstad have been very supportive of the state's poultry industry in dealing with the bird flu.
There's no question that everybody realizes the severity of this crisis in poultry and egg communities. We're hopeful that we'll be able to get through this challenging time as quickly as possible.
Iowa officials are waiting on the feds after Governor Branstad requested a disaster declaration in four particularly hit counties, hard-hit counties, due to the highly pathogenic avian influenza. A change in Iowa law directs the Iowa Lottery to send $2.5 billion each year to the Iowa Veterans Trust Fund. The Iowa Lottery started raising money for the veterans 7 years ago through the sale of special tickets. Lottery Vice President Mary Neubauer says this change ensures the funding remains stable.
You know, back when we started raising money for the Veterans Trust Fund in 2008, we had estimated that we thought we could raise between $2 and $3 million every year for the Veterans Trust Fund. And we were able to do that every year until this past year when we only raised $1.8 million. And we believe the downturn primarily is because of an overall decline in our pull tab games that have been tied so closely to that project.
The Iowa Lottery requested the change and the legislature approved it, and the governor signed it into law on March 31st.
Veterans groups were very supportive of the change because they also see the stability that can be achieved with the change that we proposed.
The trust fund assists qualified veterans in paying for expenses such as unemployment or underemployment assistance due to service-related causes, assistance with vision, hearing, or dental care, durable medical equipment and prescription drugs, counseling and substance abuse services, emergency housing repair and transitional housing in an emergency. The special veterans tickets that you could buy to support the effort are going away, but Neubauer says you can now know that any ticket you buy can help a veteran.
We'll continue to occasionally do a patriotic themed games. Those have always been very popular. We're Americans. We're proud of our country. So we'll continue to do that a few times a year. And then most importantly, we will continue to spread the word about the Veterans Trust Fund. You know, we know that the advertising that we've been able to do for this project to date has been one of the most important ways that people learn about the Veterans Trust Fund and the help that's available there. So we'll continue to spread that word.
The Veterans Trust Fund tickets were a rare situation where proceeds from specific tickets were sent to a specific cause. The majority of the money raised by the Iowa Lottery goes into the state's general fund, and the governor and legislators determine how it is spent. Neubauer said the veterans tickets did lead to requests from a lot of groups who wanted to have ticket revenues dedicated to their cause.
If we were to start to provide proceeds to other causes, we think it would eat into the money that's going to existing causes. Ultimately, that's a decision for legislators to make, but it does come down to a balancing act. There's only so much money to go around, and so how do you best use that?
The Iowa Lottery does provide backing for the Vision Iowa program, which was implemented to create tourism destinations and community attractions in the state and to build and repair schools. That is a check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.